What's in a name? For some, it's just a name. For others, it represents generations of family history. Cordelia Kignock Kelly started using her Inupiaq name at work a few years ago for practical reasons. In this second installment of a five-part series, Kelly talks about what her native name tells people about her.
My name is Cordelia. Inupiaq-Aruna. I am Inupiaq. I use my Inupiaq name for some very practical reasons. I was emailing back and forth with a cousin of mine a few years ago and for work, and she was working at the North Slope Borough at the time, and I was emailing as Cordelia and signing my name as Cordelia, and then finally I actually inserted my Inupiaq name. I said, "All right, see you later, Kionok." And she replied, "Oh, it is you. Oh, I thought it might be you." She didn't know me as Cordelia. She didn't know she was emailing with her cousin. And it was only until I said Kionok that she knew who she was speaking with. And I thought to myself, there's probably a lot of other people that might know me as Kionok first and then Cordelia second. And so I switched it on Facebook, or I added Kionok so that if I'm friending somebody, they know who I am. If I say Cordelia Kelly, that doesn't mean anything. It unlocks nothing about me like saying Kivnok can, because when I use the name Kivnok, it immediately associates me with the person that I was named after, you know, Felton Sullivan, and who he was and who my family is. When you hear Kivnok, you're going to know that I'm named after somebody from Wainwright, and so I have a connection to Wainwright, which is where my family's from. You know, if you say Kivnok, it's going to shed light on the fact that I'm Inupiaq and I come from, you know, a northern region, and it's going to, you know, shed light on my relationships and my family connections to 150 people that are closest to me in a way that Cordelia is just not going to do.
That was the second installment of a five-part series on Alaska Native names produced by KTOO's Jennifer Canfield. A link to the full interview is at our website, alaskapublic.org.